Next patient is Richard Arabia. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Arabia is A-R-A-B-I-A. Arabia. A-R-A-B-I-A. B as in boy. Date of birth is 6/23/1940. Date of visit is 11/15/22. Please make a copy for David Williams, P.A. David Williams, P.A. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent right pleural effusion and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a two-year-old. It's an 82-year-old white male who has recently been admitted to, or who had recently been admitted to Advent Hospital with shortness of breath and an abdominal chest x-ray, was found to have a right pleural effusion. The patient apparently has had recurrent right effusion requiring thoracentesis, and the fluid has been non-diagnostic. He also has a history of shortness of breath with exertion and occasional chest pains, but denies any fever, such as night sweats. Here, thoracentesis times 4 over the past 2 months. The presently, the patient is off oxygen and is saturating over 95%. Next paragraph, past history includes history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, history of hyperlipidemia, and history of chronic GERD, and a history of left rib fracture. He also had a hydropneumothorax in the right. And has normocytic anemia and hypokalemia. Okay, next paragraph. Habits. Patients smoked one to two packs per day for 9 years and quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has some fatigue and weight loss. No glaucoma cataracts. And no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has gastroesophageal reflux. And has depression. The other system review is negative. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of heart disease. Father died of old age. Old age. Next paragraph, allergies. None. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, hematuria, no hay fever, asthma, he has shortness of breath and coughing spells. He has abdominal discomfort and reflux symptoms. And no diarrhea, and no chest or jaw pain, or no calf muscle pains, no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising, no joint swelling or muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next. Med list included Lasix 20 mg daily, metoprolol 25 mg BID, sertraline 50 mg HS, amiodarone 200 mg BID, Eliquis 2.5 mg BID, and potassium 20 milliequivalents daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 75, pulse is 60, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 143, saturation 94. HG and ear non-phthalic pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple nerve is in the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. Wheezes are scattered bilaterally. And occasional crackles for the lung bases. More on the right. Heart, the absence of irregular is on an S2. No murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, recurrent right pleural effusion. Number 2, CHF compensated. Number 3, atrial fibrillation. Number 4, multiple lung nodules. And number 5 is asbestos-induced pleural disease. I'm sorry, asbestos-induced pleural plaques. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest in 2 months. Also get an ultrasound of the chest to evaluate for effusions. The patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. And he was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a follow-up arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Thank you.